Tweet at Saturday RTE.
Now, the practice of getting political party activists to go door to door posing as independent pollsters to glean voter intentions has been in the spotlight since the Irish Independent broke the story earlier this week. Sinn Féin, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and a number of other TDs have acknowledged that they engaged in this practice. All said this was historic from a time when politics was looser. However, the Independent is reporting today that activists were posing as researchers for the fictitious Irish Market Research Agency in the Dublin Midwest constituency for Sinn Féin as recently as late 2019, ahead of the by-election there. Louise O'Reilly, how does that square with what Eoin Ó'Brien has said on the record that we would have used it in advance of my 2016 election, that's in Dublin Midwest as well, but not in subsequent elections in Midwest?
So he was referring there to the use of identification badges. That's something that doesn't happen anymore. And I think, you know,
he definitely left that. If you left that that full interview with the impression that Sinn Féin had stopped this practice entirely by 2016.
Yeah, and I've listened to the interview and I think it was fairly clear that he was referring to the practice of using identification badges. That wasn't done prior to the 2016. That was done prior to the 2016 election and wasn't done subsequently. And from my read of the interview, that was what Eoin was referring to. But I think, you know, we need to acknowledge that there is, and understand that people have expressed a concern about this. And we need to be very clear we don't do that anymore. It is a historical practice, same for us as other parties.
Historical practice is late 2019. Is that history for us now?
These days we use polling companies and, you know, we take those. I would receive
But this is a key point because the Independent is reporting today that Sinn Féin would not respond to questions in relation to whether this practice occurred in the run up to the general election last year. So,
yeah, my understanding is it didn't, and that we use polling companies. So as a member of the party leadership, I would receive fairly regular updates in relation to professional polling companies and the results of those. So I think, you know, while we understand there has been an amount of disquiet, I think people need to understand that this is something that is done just to ascertain a general level of support within a certain constituency.
Yeah, you don't seem to have the Sinn Féin in their response this week didn't seem to have the same problem with this. Generally, as other parties are saying, look, it shouldn't have happened. It was the wrong thing to do. Do you believe it was the wrong thing to do?
I believe that I'm glad we don't do it anymore. The practice has ceased. We use professional polling companies and that gives us much more accurate information. As I said, I regularly get updates from the professional polling companies. That's what we do now. The issue of polling is an important one for political parties because we do need to be able to establish the levels of support and to monitor that.
Yeah, but not through deception.
That is something that is done, as I said now, for Sinn Féin by professional polling companies and I'm quite happy with that.
Keane O'Callaghan.
Yeah, I think the fact that the practice has ceased is an admission by the different parties that were doing this that it is wrong and it was an underhand process.
I should say the Social Democrats are one of the few parties that were not engaged in this.
Certainly.
Yourselves and Labour, the two parties.
We certainly have never been engaged in any sort of practice like this. And I think people have a legitimate right if you open up your door and someone says that they're from a polling company that they would actually be from a polling company and not from a political party. That's a legitimate expectation. And this does create problems, I think, for polling companies and their reputation, as it would for any industry, if someone else from a different sector comes along kind of impersonating people who are, and they are professional roles and professional organisations that polling companies do. So I think it's very positive that the practice is ceased. I think all the parties who are engaged in it should be upfront and clear about when they seized it, why they seized it, and provide details on that, so we can move on to discussing.
Were you surprised at the revelation today that it was going on as late as 2019 in Dublin Midwest for Sinn Féin?
I was surprised just because having, you know, heard the previous comments, I had understood it to mean that it had been finished since 2016. But I think the important thing here is actually to close off on this and actually be able to get back to talking about the issues that really matter to people, you know, things around housing and healthcare, rather than these issues, which shouldn't be distracting from those kind of core issues.
Senator Mary Fitzpatrick issued a statement before it was acknowledged that Fianna Fáil, because originally Fianna Fáil said no, we didn't, no practice like this in the party. And at that point, Mary Fitzpatrick issued a statement saying she was astounded and that people should be brought to account for this. And of course, Mark McSharry called for the guards to be involved.
Yeah, a couple of things, and I can understand.
Did you do it yourself, Sean?
Certainly not, never. And it's new. This is new topic for me to hear about.
You never knew it was happening?
No. And I just this morning I spoke to the first person in the party who was involved in it. He said about 20 years ago, and he went out as a party volunteer. Those days, people didn't ask you what you... I'm just here doing a survey. He had no ID suggesting he's from anywhere else. He wasn't asked, who are you from? He just, I'm doing a survey. The ones that he told me that Fianna Fáil were involved in, they didn't have any personal details. They went to, knocked on doors of random housing estates or villages or towns. They didn't have the voters' register. They didn't even have the name of the people who lived in the house when they knocked on the door to do the poll. So there was no personal information. They just came back and said, we polled 400 people and here are the results. Secondly, the reason why people in Fianna Fáil might be confused on it is it stopped 13 or 14 years ago and they might have known what happened in those days. But what we have here this morning is admission from Sinn Féin that within a month or so of the last general election, they were doing it. So if they were doing it in November at the very end of 2019, there's no reason to believe they weren't doing it in January the following year, a month or so later, which was the last general election. And that will have to be clarified. We have put our hands up. Practice stopped 2007, many, many years ago. Sinn Féin have said they were doing it right up to the recent general election.
No, we said it was up to the by-election, Sean, and I think, you know...
Which was just a few months beforehand.
There's quite an amount of embarrassment among the ranks of Fianna Fáil at the hysterical overreaction of some of their reps to this and the statements indeed that were issued and then obviously couldn't be retracted. But as I've said, it was a bit amateurish on our behalf. We acknowledge that. We acknowledge the concerns. Absolutely, people do have a right to know. It's not best practice. We don't do it anymore. We use professional polling companies now. But I think the, you know, what we don't need to lose sight of, and Keane is right, you know, there are other issues that we can and should be discussing. These are issues that
indeed,
are coming
and we will
right
do that.
And
just ask you one question from a listener, Frank, texts in to ask, do these revelations mean Sinn Féin and other annotated electoral roll databases include my voting intentions?
The polling is very, very different. So when you do a poll, it has to be anonymous. Absolutely no data is collected in relation to the person that you are talking about. Polling is anonymous. It's the same as when it's done by professional polling companies. The anonymity is important. It's important to get...
But you see, I think, isn't the difficulty that if people realise they were lied to once, they may have concerns about what was then done with the information that they give, thinking they were giving this information to an independent company.
OK, so the information is used for the purpose of polling. So the person's name, exactly as Sean has just outlined there, their name is not recorded, their address is not recorded. So it's, you know, it's very much specific to the poll. So what, you know, what is done is the same as is done for other marketing companies. You get a broad spectrum of the population, okay, and you ask them questions about their voting intentions, and that's all you get. You don't ask names or you don't record addresses. That's not what it's for. It's for a snapshot of the political picture within the constituency. But I do want
it would
to
be a handy way to find out other information.
I do want to
well.
Acknowledge I don't think that it would. I think the purpose of a poll is very specific, and what you do, you want to find out a snapshot of the voting intentions, okay, a snapshot of okay how you think people are going to vote. But I think it's important. We do acknowledge that people have had concerns. I think people need to understand it's not a practice that we engage in anymore. It's something that we had done. We don't do it anymore.
Okay.